Welcome to Just a Minute. Sue Perkins here, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, what a joy to welcome you back to Just a Minute. Time to introduce you to the four magnificent and talented folk who are playing Just a Minute this week. They are Zoe Lyons, Delisa Japonda, Kerry Godleyman, and Paul Merton. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. Format changes tonight. I'm still going to be asking them to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating. And Zoe. Oh, the glory times. The subject is before social media. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating on before social media? Your time starts now.
I am, of course, of an age where I remember a life before social media. It doesn't mean to say that I'm not now involved in social media. I'm quite a big hit on MySpace, I'll have you know. Things got done before social media, though. We didn't live in a world where people felt they had to catalogue every bowel movement or holiday snap or piece of food consumed.
It was a beautiful run, 26 seconds, wonderment. Paul, you challenged.
Well, it was a hesitation.
That's a correct challenge, yes. 34 seconds, Paul, it was a correct challenge. So you've got before social media, and your time starts now.
I'm not involved with any kind of social media, so these phrases like Facebook and Instagram, I don't know what they mean, or indeed how they refer to what people do. I suppose before social media, we can think that people would gather around houses and shout things through your letterbox or firebomb where you lived, but now they can just tweet and something appears in your pocket as a message. I used to think as a comedian, hecklers were something you wanted to avoid, but now, thanks to modern technology, you can carry them around with you wherever you go. You can access people who hate your guts simply because you're having a better life than they are or perceived to be so. I think that...
Paul was speaking as the whistle went. Well done there, gets the point. Delisa, we are with you. Oh, you've got a marvellous subject. I can't wait to hear about this. You've got the worst item in my wardrobe. Okay? The worst item in my wardrobe. 60 seconds, please, starting now.
The worst item in my wardrobe is a shirt that I have owned since childhood. It is red, and I used to put it on and transform into a superhero called Red Fighter.
Ah, Kerry.
Two reds?
Pair of reds, yeah. It's the correct challenge. You've got the subject, 48 seconds. The worst item in my wardrobe, please, starting now.
I have had many bad items in my wardrobe. One standout thing was a jumper that was sleeveless and a polo neck, but had a hole here. Why? Then...
Marvellous. Oh, I enjoyed that. Delisa, you challenged.
That was a highly entertaining stutter, stumble, everything.
I'm really glad that ended.
Hesitation.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you that as a
dramatic and delightful hesitation.
But I'm also going to make Kerry keep the subject because I just really enjoyed it.
Fun. So it was fun.
34 seconds. Kerry, it's back with you, starting now.
I've always wondered why things that are useful are not in fashion, like an umbrella hat, or something you can drink a beverage from, or one of those cushions you get when you're on a long-haul flight, which I do not wear because I just stay awake. I do not want to look like a woman whose head is sticking out of
me. So.
Very close. I do not want.
Yes, correct challenge. You've got the subject, Delisa. 15 seconds. It's back with you. The worst item in my wardrobe, starting now.
The worst item in my wardrobe right now is shades, because I live in Manchester and it is always raining. I never need shades upon me.
Zoe.
Two shades.
There were 5 seconds, Zoe. Well, pounced. You can tell us in 5 seconds, please. The worst item in my wardrobe, starting now.
The worst item in my wardrobe is a skeleton. I've got no idea how it got there. It's going to be very awkward when the cleaner comes round.
Well done, Zoe. Speaking as the whistle went, you get the point. Now, Kerry, let's see what we've got in store for you. A legend of the silver screen, as it goes. Oh, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, lovely no. Patrick.
Can you speak for 1 minute on the absolute legend that was Patrick Swayze? Your time starts now.
I was so in love with Patrick Swayze when I was a child. My friend Katie said, come to my house and watch Dirty Dancing on our VHS video machine. I said to my mum, I'm going down the road to my mate's house to watch...
Deliso.
Sorry, repetition of house. Come over to my house. I went down to my mate's house.
Yes.
Oh,
you
don't
are right.
Know what's going to happen
Absolutely.
Now?
I want to know the rest.
Okay.
43 seconds, a correct challenge, Deliso. You get the subject, which is Patrick Swayze. Your time starts now.
Now, I had the time of my life watching Patrick Swayze. I never felt that way before. His movies were so magnificent. And when he died, his ghost appeared in my room and asked to be moved in the cemetery because nobody put Swayze in the corner. When I go clubbing, often I end up at places where I'm not allowed in because somebody who looks a lot like Patrick Swayze is the bouncer of this roadhouse. And I also feel that Tu Wang Fu, thanks for everything, Patrick Swayze has always been one of my favorite actors, even in his latter years when he started to do less remarkable.
Beautiful run, Paul, your challenge.
Well, it was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation.
It was running out of steam, sadly.
And you've buzzed in with 2 seconds remaining. So, Paul, 2 seconds remaining. Patrick Swayze, tell us everything you know about that legend starting now.
Patrick Swayze looks at me and he said, how come you interrupt with 2 seconds?
And we are with you now for the next subject, Paul, which is a wild goose chase. What can you tell us about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
A wild goose chase is searching for something that doesn't exist. I remember watching a programme recently on holiday in Denmark called Hunting Hitler. It's an American TV show where they are purporting to look for the German dictator. We all know, of course, that they can't find him because otherwise it would be worldwide news to find out that he was a chiropodist in Cheadle. But I do believe that the programme that I've mentioned that before, I think, or maybe I didn't, that they're certainly they're looking...
Deliso.
Program?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
There was a meandering and a repetition. So, correct challenge. Deliso, you get the subject. Wild goose chase. You've got 33 seconds. Time starts now.
Chasing your dreams is, alas, a wild goose chase, because by the time you catch what you are seeking, you will now want something else. So there is a constantly shifting reality whereupon the first aspiration you have is transformed because you have a new thing that you are seeking.
I think he's let his dreams get away from him. It was a slight hesitation.
Oh, it was the slightest.
I ended it before he ended it himself.
It was a psychic challenge.
It was a psychic challenge.
It was the scantest of hesitations, and you are a more experienced player than Deliso, and I hadn't exercised my benefit of the doubt. So I might do so now. Deliso, I'm minded to hear a little bit more from you.
Okay.
16 seconds, a wild goose chase starting now.
When I lived on a farm, there was a rabid goose which ran through the fields, pecking people, attacking the pigs and the cows, and we had to chase it. And it was extremely difficult because whenever you thought you'd found it, you instead were finding a chicken or maybe a duck. And
right, let's have a look at some scores. So in fourth place, we've got Kerry, we've got Zoe just ahead of her, Paul in second place, and striding out in first place, Deliso. Deliso, making a splash is your subject. You're up next. 60 seconds, please, on making a splash, starting now.
When you go to a party, the ideal way to enter is to make a splash, make everybody look at you because you're dressed in magnificent garments or somehow you are walking with gait that...
hesitation.
There was an element of word borscht happening there, wasn't there? I enjoyed it, don't get me wrong. I was captivated by the walking gait. But correct challenge. I'm going to give you that, Kerry. And you've got 46 seconds, please, on making a splash, starting now.
I used to be an Olympic diver, and often when I jumped off the high board, I would enter the water with no splash, which meant that I didn't... Ah! Yes, I see. I see what happened there.
With Kerry, it really is come for the legend, but stay for the vowels. Zoe, your challenge.
I've known Kerry for a very long time and she's never been an Olympic diver. It also sounded like she got caught up in a jumper from a previous round as well. There was a long cry. As she realised.
For help.
Yeah.
According to the rules of adjustment, I will be siding with Zoe in this case. And you've got 32 seconds, Zoe, on making a splash. Time starts now.
I, on the other hand, was an Olympic diver in the late 90s.
Come on.
Yes.
I mean, call it, Kerry, call
it. Yeah, I mean, if you can, I can, mate.
It's a correct challenge. Zoe can't say that you've known each other for a long time without obviously being party to her own demise on that front. So, Kerry, it's back with you. Let's picture the scene. Her body had broken through the meniscus
of the
water.
She's only angry because we were part of the joint diving crew. She could never get the timing right, and she's still bitter to this day. That's...
Well... All I'm saying is we are back with the story, which ended, as we know, with So where can it go from now? The subject is making a splash. It's back with you, Kerry, starting now.
Well, I've often made a splash in lots of different contexts, actually. Often... Oh.
Well, it was two things. There's repetition of... So repetition of often as well. Unexpected vowel sound.
I think for the benefit of this show, we're not going to be able to hold Kerry to repetitions of vowels because that's going to happen. Might happen a lot. But yes, on the second count, you're absolutely right. You've got 22 seconds, Paul, making a splash, starting now.
It's a famous painting by David Hockney, or Sir, I should say, these days. He has been knighted, I believe. Painted sometime around 1967, exhibited in California to great acclaim. This artist, who is British, of course, is famous also for being a... Who buzzed then?
There was a mangling of words there. It was a slight hesitation.
There was a slight hesitation, Zoe. You've got 6 seconds. Making a splash, Zoe, starting now.
The problem with being on the synchronised diving team with Kerry Godliman in 1984...
And Kerry has buzzed in again. Kerry.
Lies!
Delusional. At no time is it appropriate to say that you were a member of a diving outfit, and Kerry has called it with 3 seconds remaining. It's a correct challenge because she was not an Olympic diver and neither were you. Making... This is just nonsense and it needs to stop now. 3 seconds starting now.
But I have always been...
Oh, deviation. She didn't go...
I enjoyed it, Paul. You get a point. But the subject remains with Kerry. She has a right to reply in 1 second, starting now. Good. That's certainly sorted that out. Right. Kerry, we're with you again.
Yeah. Oh, good.
This is your opportunity to discover other vowels. And this is the tattoo I narrowly avoided.
Ooh.
Oh, I like this. The tattoo I narrowly avoided. You've got 60 seconds to speak on that subject, and your time starts now.
It seems that different generations have different attitudes towards tattoos. I am of the...
It may be too hard. There was two different quite quick.
There were.
I was about to say generations, so you would have got another one anyway.
Yes.
Different attitudes, different generations. Correct challenge, Paul. 53 seconds. The tattoo I narrowly avoided, starting now.
The tattoo I narrowly avoided was one that said Liz Truss Forever, but unfortunately there was a waiting list of several weeks, and by the time my appointment came through, it was no longer a valid message. The tattoo I narrowly avoided was one when I was joining the Merchant Navy. And he said, have you ever dived in the Olympics? I said, no, but it's been an ambition of mine. He said, well, we've got a couple of people here that might be able to teach you. Zoe Lyons turned up and she said, well, I've been diving for years. I mean, look.
Zoe.
I think there was two divings.
There was.
There were. There were
two divings. Divings. Yeah.
So, correct challenge. 29 seconds. The tattoo I narrowly avoided, starting now.
My father took me to the Edinburgh Festival one year and it was raining heavily with a gale blowing and he said, would you like to go and see the Edinburgh tattoo? And I said...
Kerry.
Two Edinburghs.
Pair of Edinburghs, yeah.
Oh, two Edinburghs.
Yeah. 20 seconds, and it's back with you, Kerry. The tattoo I narrowly avoided, starting now.
When I was 15, me and my friend went to get a tattoo. She went through with it, I did not. It was meant to be of a cat, but it looked more like a rat. If you pulled the skin wide, it did look like a cat.
But... my favourite thing about that, and there's a lot to commend, it was wide! Zoe...
Oh, well, I see your two Edinburghs and I raise you two cats.
This is turning out to be quite the grudge match. Two ex-Olympic divers poised against one another. 8 seconds you've got, Zoe, and your time starts now.
I've nearly got a tattoo of a cat on myself at one point because I am partial to a bit of body ink. I did decide, however, that it wasn't the right animal for me.
Well done, Zoe. Speaking as the whistle went, you got the point there. And lovely Paul, we're back with you. And your subject is the man up the road.
So random.
Suitably vague. Do play along at home. Man up the road. 60 seconds starting now.
It was back in the 1970s when I realised that the man up the road had invented a time machine. Whenever you visited him because maybe he got sent the wrong mail or the newspaper had come through the front door and it wasn't yours, and you would pop round to the man who lived up the road and you said to him, excuse me, but I believe that you've recently come back from the Stone Age. And he said, being the man up the road, yes, indeed I have. I brought them fire. And I said, that's very interesting. And I said, yes, I think it is. And by that point, I got totally bored with what I was saying. I shut up. There's only so much you can take.
Delisa, you challenged.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You stopped and that, we'll view that as hesitation. So it's a correct challenge. You've got 32 seconds. The man up the road.
The man up the road.
Take it away.
Before writing the man and the...
Paul.
Well, I hate to say it, but it was hesitation.
It was
hesitation. I'm going to give you the point because it's the correct challenge, but I do want to hear which way Delisa is tending on the subject. So, you have it back. You've got 29 seconds, starting now.
Before writing his magnus opus... Ah!
Kerry.
He just stopped talking.
He's also taking your catchphrase. 27 seconds... Kerry, it's with you. It's the man up the road. Time starts now.
I live in a house on top of a hill, not on a road, so I've always dreamed of living near a man up the road. And I imagined that man would be so delightful and say poems to me. And if only he was real. But he's not, because I am alone. And... this game is therapy.
You have managed to take a simple panel show format into basically a cry for help. Zoe, thank you for your intervention. And let's call it an intervention. Your challenge, though, within the rules.
Yeah, it was the kindest thing to do. So. Hesitation as the reality of her world came crashing in.
Yeah.
Very much like 1984 when we were in the Olympics. Stood on that 10-metre board and I could see it in her eye. She'd gone.
That's why I moved to the house on the hill. I've never got over any of this.
I will move next to you and I will be the man up the road.
Thank you. That's kindness, Zoe.
Zoe, once again, with 6 seconds you've buzzed in. Yes. So, the man up the road, time starts now.
The man up the road from me has a white van. On it, it says, no job too small. So I got him to split an atom for me.
Zoe, speaking as the whistle went, gets that point. And at the end of that round, let's have a little gander at some scores. Someone's got 6, someone's got 7, 2 people have got 11. Zoe, your subject is face blindness. Now, can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on face blindness? And your time starts now.
I think my recent purchase of an iPad has face blindness because when I try to unlock it using the Face ID, it refuses to identify my face before 11 a.m. Apparently, it's too wrinkly at that time of the morning and it'll only deactivate itself.
Paul.
Sadly, hesitation.
That's a correct challenge, yes. I enjoyed it, but Zoe, for now, your time is up. 20 seconds you managed to speak for, 40 remaining, Paul. On face blindness, your time starts now.
I'm not somebody who suffers from face blindness. In fact, I think I'm one of those people who is very good at recognising faces. I did a test recently on social media and I came very high up the list. Now,
Zoe, you buzzed.
I'm going to retract it and I'm sorry.
So, incorrect challenge, 29 seconds, Paul. Face blindness starting now.
If people say to me, haven't I seen your face somewhere before? I say, no, it's always been here in the front of my head. And I believe that is the way you should address individuals at parties. Face blindness. I imagine if you are someone who suffers from face...
Do so.
I thought it was hesitation.
But
it was
I only stopped when you buzzed.
There was a slowing down, but not a hesitation.
I think it was just a slowing down.
Perhaps you were predicting one, but it did not come within the rules of just a minute. So, Paul, you get to keep the subject of face blindness. 16 seconds, and your time starts now.
There's a silent film star called Lon Chaney who was adept at changing his facial appearance. Sometimes the Phantom of the Opera, on other occasions the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In fact, he was known to fans throughout the world as the man of 1,000 faces. And that was a unique achievement, and that should be the whistle by now.
Paul, speaking as the whistle went, well done there, gets the point. Delisa, we are with you, and your subject is Why I Love a Bargain. Why I Love a Bargain. Tell us everything you know about that. 60 seconds starting now.
The reason I love a bargain is I do not have a lot of money. When I was living in Thailand, there was a...
You tease. Kerry.
A hesitation?
Yes, there was a hesitation there, yes. I mean, he's left us all feeling intrigued as to what happened in Thailand.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to find out. But for now, you get the subject. 51 seconds remaining on Why I Love a Bargain. I can't wait for it. Your time starts now.
Sometimes you think you're getting a bargain because something says, oh, it's a half-price pot. But actually, it probably was that price in the first place. And
Deliso.
Repetition of price.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very fair.
Yeah. So that's a correct challenge, Deliso. Well done. You get the subject back and perhaps you can illuminate on Thailand. Your time starts now.
In the country that used to be called Siam, there was a custom where in the mornings, the very first person to come to a vendor has to be sold it at the price it was bought. So seeking a bargain, we would wake up very early and dash to Sukhumvit, the part of this nation that had all of the street sellers. And you would purchase an item, be it a piece of clothing or a mechanic device, for exactly the cost that it was manufactured. And this was how I got bargains. And then I would take them and resell them at school for twice the amount. So not only was I getting a bargain, I was making a steal. I am an entrepreneur.
Excellent stuff. Speaking as the whistle went, gets that valuable point. And unfortunately, we're now entering the last round.
Ah.
I know.
Shame.
Kerry, this is one for you. Living theatrically. Let's hear what you've got to say on this, you absolute legend. 60 seconds, starting now.
When I went to drama school, I was sent a list that I was supposed to get to begin my term, and in it was jazz shoes. And I thought when I wore these shoes, I... Shoes.
Zoe.
This is really hard.
They do normally come in pairs, but just not allowed in just a minute.
It's a great challenge.
Yeah.
You get the point, but shoes do come in pairs, and so I want to hear more from Kerry.
Oh! Oh,
This business is so fickle!
So you've now got 46 seconds. Please carry on living theatrically, starting now.
So I was very excited to go to this Faculty of Education and Drama Learning, but I ended up spending...
Did you so?
Repetition of drama.
Yes, there was a repetition of drama. It's a correct challenge. You get the point and the subject. 38 seconds, please, on living theatrically, starting now.
I attempt to live theatrically, but unfortunately, the character whom I base my life on is Othello. So I am often jealous. They are devious people who try to plan and plot and ruin my life. And also, I constantly face racism. So I wish that I had chosen a different character, perhaps King Lear.
Zoe.
Two characters.
Yes.
Two characters.
Yes. Character of Othello and then a different character. Well spotted. 16 seconds, Zoe, on living theatrically, darling. Your time starts now.
I love to live theatrically. Lights, camera, action. That's what I shout as I leave the bathroom in my waffle robe. My hair up in a turban with a brooch in the middle. Smoking a Gauloise cigarette out of a holder. This is how I live the dream every single day.
We always like to leave you with an image, and that's the one we're leaving you with tonight. Delicious. Don't say we don't treat you. Okay, let's have a look at some scores. In fourth place, we've got Kerry. Just ahead, we've got Deliso. Somewhat ahead, we've got Paul. But tonight's winner, a huge round of applause, please, for Zoe Lyons. And then, my lovely, sadly, we have to leave you. But first of all, please join me in thanking our wonderful players of the game this evening. Zoe Lyons, Deliso Chaponda, Kerry Godleyman and Paul Merton. To Ian Messiter and the wonderful Nicholas Parsons. And we also thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately in my right ear roll. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and this was a BBC Studios production. This is me, Sue Perkins, saying thanks so much for listening wherever you are, and please do join us next time we play Just a Minute.